Fort Myers police arrested a man for the ZombieCon shooting of 2015 that left one person dead and five injured. WGCU's Quincy Walters has more.
At the October 2015 ZombieCon event in downtown Fort Myers, attendees were dressed in masks and smeared with fake blood. When shots were fired close to midnight, people scattered and made it difficult for police to know who was responsible. But now, almost 2 years later, law enforcement officials believe they have the man who killed one person and wounded five others. Fort Myers Police Department spokesman Jay Rodriguez says 23-year-old Jose Raul Bonilla was apprehended by the FBI and Fort Myers Police Department detectives.
Investigators spent hundreds of hours reviewing surveillance video footage and still images from the night of the tragic events, as well as interviewing dozens of witnesses. That being said, this investigation is not over with today's arrests.
Also credited are the Collier Sheriff's Office, Crime Stoppers, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Bonilla is being charged with one count of second-degree murder with a firearm, five counts of aggravated battery with a firearm, and one count of tampering with evidence. Chief Assistant State Attorney Amira Fox, who will be prosecuting Bonilla, says the second-degree murder with a firearm charge is a life felony. She emphasizes the importance witnesses had in the arrest.
I can't overstate how many thousands of hours were spent combing through tips, combing through Crime Stoppers tips, anonymous tips, and it could not have been done without this team.
No questions were taken, since law enforcement say this is an ongoing investigation. But if you have any more information on the case, contact the police. Detectives think Bonilla may have told people in the Immokalee area what he did. FMPD spokesman Rodriguez says this is one step closer to getting justice for those who were traumatized, wounded, and killed at ZombieCon more than 2 years ago. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, downtown Fort Myers.